Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. At least three recent cases of Massachusetts residents behaving badly have gone viral in recent weeks, and each one has provoked the virtual pitchforks of an online mob. It's gotten us thinking about how that fury can be harnessed for good or for bad. We'll be talking about web justice later this hour with media thinker Michael Fitzgerald from the Nieman Foundation at Harvard, and we'll be interested in hearing your thoughts as well. But first, a surprising public health statistic. Asian Americans represent less than 10% of Boston's population, but they account for more than half the city's cases of hepatitis B. The situation is similar anywhere there's a large Asian immigrant population. Hep B is a chronic viral infection of the liver, and many people with the virus ultimately develop liver cancer. The mortality rate from that cancer among Asians is nearly triple the citywide average. Nationally, it's believed as many as 1 in 10 Asian Americans carries the hepatitis B virus. But it's hard to know for sure because the virus can lay dormant for years, and many Asians never get screened or vaccinated due to social stigma or to a lack of awareness. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea checks in on an effort to change that.
One Saturday a year, the Buddhist Suu Kyi Foundation, a global NGO, holds an enormous community health day around Boston. They used to do it in Chinatown, but as Asian Americans have spilled into suburbs like Lexington and Lowell, so too has the health fair. This past weekend, they set up in Quincy North High School with over 150 healthcare professionals and exhibitors, some delivering lectures.
Somebody infected with HIV for 5 years, for 10 years, and he doesn't know.
Some hawking wares.
Suu Kyi cookie. This is the black sugar. You can try it.
Black sugar?
Yeah. And this is the seaweed.
In one corner, a group of bright-eyed Harvard kids waits patiently for patients. They're called Team HBV, a student outreach group that works to promote Hep B screening and awareness. There are chapters across the country in cities with big Asian populations.
My name is Janie Zhang. I'm a senior at Harvard. I'm studying molecular and cellular biology. I also spent 10 years in China, so I'm fluent in Chinese, and I felt like my language skills could be of use to this group.
When Janie was little, both of her parents worked in public health in China, where Hep B is endemic. Despite it being the family business, Janie was, like most people, stunningly ignorant of how Hep B works.
Most Asians think that hepatitis B can be spread through touching or food. When I was younger, I had a neighbor who people said he had hepatitis B, and then like my mom asked him to babysit me a few times. I was terrified to enter his house and like eat his food because I thought hepatitis B could be spread through food too. So it's like a really common misperception. I grew up in a pretty medical family, so
yeah. You of all people.
Yeah.
Despite its prevalence, Hep B is stigmatized across Asian communities. It used to be more or less untreatable, so carriers just opted to hide it. Perhaps that's why Janie isn't getting a whole lot of business today, offering free screenings. She shows me some of the educational materials she's helped develop.
So the third picture shows a famous singer, actor in China. His name's Andy Lau.
Oh, he's so handsome.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking, and most Chinese people who are like of all ages know about him, but very few people know that he's a hepatitis B carrier.
Huh.
So he has been putting himself in advertisements for the hepatitis B cause to say that like someone as good looking as him could have hepatitis B, because hepatitis B is usually asymptomatic, so people don't really know who has hepatitis B.
I'm just doing a screening just to see.
Finally, they've got a customer. A middle-aged Mandarin-speaking woman we'll call Julie.
So what I'm going to do is ask her to fill out a questionnaire.
They get some medical and demographic information from this questionnaire, but mostly it's a sneaky way of forcing some education on Julie. The first question asks how many Asian Americans have Hep B. The next asks how Hep B is transmitted.
Okay, 那现在就先不用打针。
How'd she do on the test?
She knew like that 1 in 10 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, which is pretty good. I guess she didn't realize that hepatitis B couldn't be spread through food or touching. And that's also another one of our key messages that we want to get out there to reduce discrimination and prejudice against people with hepatitis B.
In fact, Hep B is bloodborne, most often passed from mother to child, but also through sex or needles.
Okay, so now we're going to take her blood.
And you're going to feel a little pinch, okay?
Quest Diagnostics has donated some of their techs to draw blood.
Good. Can you press that?
How bad was it?
How bad?
How bad? Did it hurt?
How bad it was not. No.
Okay.
It's good.
So, Adam, what will happen next to Julie, that Mandarin woman?
Well, she'll get her results in the mail in a couple of weeks, and she actually thought that she might have been vaccinated when she was little, but she wasn't sure, so this test will tell her that.
I bet some people may not even realize there's a Hep B vaccine.
Yeah, you know, so if, let's say, Julie comes up negative, there are a number of clinics around Boston where she can get a free vaccination, and we actually have a link to that information at wbur.org/Boston right now. It's a series of three shots that you have to take over a six-month period, so that's why it's really hard to get people vaccinated. And there are just a lot of people out there like Julie who might have only gotten one shot or two shots.
And what happens if she turns up positive?
Well, she'll need to go to a doctor, and she'll have to have her liver function monitored regularly, and she'll probably go on like a permanent antiviral regimen. It's like HIV. There used to be nothing that could be done about it, and that kind of drove the disease underground. But now the right drugs can keep it under control.
And what happens if someone has it but doesn't get screened and treated?
Bad things. 25% of the time, Hep B leads to liver cancer or cirrhosis or something serious. And by the time liver cancer is symptomatic, by the time, you know, you can tell that you have a problem, it's often too late. And you're talking about a liver transplant at that point.
So is this awareness effort that you just did your story on working?
Well, you know, they screened 27 people that day, and the Harvard kids considered that to be a big success. But that was their biggest event of the year. And when you consider the scale of the problem, it's kind of daunting. In Boston alone, Hep B occurs at a prevalence of 444 per 100,000. And just to put that in context, that's compared to just 44 for blacks and 20 for Latinos, 14.7 for whites.
So that the scale of that problem you were just talking about, why? Why is hepatitis B so much more prevalent among Asians?
Immigrants are bringing it with them from East Asia, and in East Asia, Hep B is endemic right now. And why that's the case, nobody really knows. But scientists do think that it's a geographic thing. They don't think it's probably not a genetic thing. Interestingly, though, the Chinese government just passed some anti-Hep B discrimination laws so that being a carrier won't count against you with employment and that sort of thing.
Adam, thanks for that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Stay with us. Coming up after a short break, online justice can be swift, but is it really just? We'll take a look at several local cases of questionable behavior exposed on the web. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.